from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Carson Anderson, live from Allen Park. The Detroit Lions will practice today at 12:45, and we will be privy to that practice. For those of you watching on Twitch and YouTube, give you a little look at the practice field from our broadcast location. Turn the camera around so you can see what we're looking at. And yep, they'll be out there, and we'll give you a bit of a running commentary. Cut day is a week from today. We just went over the Will Brinson projections using what he called the Brinson model to project what the every team's record will be.
I mean, come on. Come on, man. I've used the Brinson model. I hope it's all tongue-in-cheek, it's brilliant.
I think it might be.
It's absolutely brilliant if it's tongue-in-cheek.
I'm going to show you in the story. It says the Brinson model, and then it's the little trademark thing returns. So I give him a little bit of credit. I think it is tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
But I took it seriously at first, and I'm like, okay, what is the methodology for the Brinson model? But anyway, so that's...
Well, I looked at each team, and I went through their schedule, and I thought, well, what do I think they're going to win or lose?
Yeah, exactly.
And I wrote down the number, and at the end, here we go.
All right, so we mentioned that the Lions would be either the 2 or the 3 seed in the NFC with an 11-6 record, and they would line up to play, if they are the 3 seed, Green Bay at Ford Field in the first round of the playoffs. And if they won that game, they would play the winner of Dallas and either, well, I guess it would depend. But if they have Detroit and Dallas both at 11-6, who would win the tiebreaker? Well, it depends who wins the game between the two of them when they play this season. But if they're both 11-6 and Detroit wins a tiebreaker and they're the 2 seed, they play either Philly or Seattle, who both go 9-8.
So it's similar to last year if they're the 3 seed, right? You know, if they win, then they
yes.
might host the game depending on who Dallas loses to.
the game afterwards, yes, the second round.
When Dallas loses their home playoff game, the Lions will host the next one.
What do you make of the Rams being picked as the number one overall seed in the NFC at 12-5?
I think it's a little curious. You know, Rams don't have Aaron Donald anymore.
Nope.
They're going into the season with a little bit of a banged up Matthew Stafford, a little bit of a banged up Jonah Jackson.
They're already Nakua.
They're already dealing with stuff. So I think it's a little saucy.
Yeah.
To go ahead and throw that out there to say that they'll win the division. The fact that they play in a difficult division to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, Seattle's always going to give you fits, and obviously San Francisco. I think that's the best team in the NFL, frankly. So that's tough. It's tough sledding. And then who knows what Arizona's going to do if they have a big comeback season coming at you this year. The Rams, I mean, they thought that they had something last year with Kyren Williams and running the football, and they've got, what, Blake Corum is there now too?
Yep.
I don't know how – I'm curious to see what Blake Corum is going to be like as an NFL player, or is he going to be one of those guys that goes down to just being a great, great college player? But they've got some players. I just don't think that it doesn't strike me. That's not a juggernaut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and what's interesting about it is that's the opener.
Yeah,
Lions
right.
Rams is the opener. And so you know.
Well, last year the Lions opened up at Kansas City and they won the Super Bowl. So by the Brinson method. Brinson model.
Maybe that's why he's got the Rams as the number one seed.
Right.
They're open on a primetime game against the Lions.
Yep. And they're going to lose. And then, you know, they'll go out and win the whole thing. Right?
So the other part of this is the AFC. And the AFC, he's got two teams at 12-5, Kansas City and Baltimore. He's got Cincinnati at 11-6. Those are the top three teams out of the AFC. And so, I mean, many of the usual suspects over there. How would you feel? Like, would you be 11-6 division champion, 2 or 3 seed? I mean, I don't even know if we measure success anymore by regular season, what you do in the regular season, but how would you feel about that season?
I feel pretty good about it. I think the NFC North is going to be, you're going to be battle tested coming out of it.
Yeah.
I think every matchup is going to provide its own challenges. It's, I mean, you could say that any NFL year, but I mean, this year it feels like the North is going to be tough. I think Green Bay is really almost stride for stride with the Lions with how they've constructed it. The Bears could be very interesting because of how they've set Caleb Williams up for success with all the offensive talent they have on that team. He could step right in and be really good. Minnesota, you know, I think that they would have had more growing pains with J.J. McCarthy than they would with Sam Darnold. I don't think Sam Darnold's any good. However, is Sam Darnold better than Nick Mullins?
Yeah, if you I think he is, but well, he's not as good as Kirk Cousins.
Fair enough, but Nick Mullins threw two games against the Lions last year, had like 800 yards passing and like 7 touchdowns or something. So that's what he did against the Lions. Now, the Lions have improved defensively, specifically in the secondary, but I guess my point is, as much as the Bears are set up for success with Caleb Williams because of the offensive talent they have around him, you could say the same thing about the Vikings. I mean, they've got Aaron Jones at running back now, and they've got best receiver in football, and you know, T.J. Hockenson, and you know, we'll see what they look like by the end of the season when Jordan Addison's ready to go. So it's a pretty talented team.
Yeah, and it's the fact that they're 7-10, last place team in the division. He's got projected at 7-10. Says a lot about this division. And you're right, the Bears are hard to project. You know, is Caleb Williams going to have a Bryce Young type of year or C.J. Stroud type of year? Probably the truth is something in between. But it was funny. There was some social media traffic about this incredible play or that incredible play that Caleb Williams made in the last preseason game.
Did they throw any behind his back?
He did not even do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they still
were. And they noticed?
But they were still impressed.
Yeah, he's impressive.
And then I saw somebody on social media show Justin Fields in a Bears uniform doing very similar things. They're like, okay, it's cool to get excited.
Cool story, bro.
But you just jettisoned a guy who was capable of doing all of this same bounce out of the pocket, roll out to your left, throw across your body accurately stuff. You just jettisoned a guy who could do it. So, you know, we've been there. Let me just say, he might be very good. Mm-hmm. We've been there, though, where we've seen, okay, this is our new hope. This is our new hope. This is our new hope. And yet the Bears have never had, like, what is a 3,000-yard passer?
4,000-yard
passer. I mean, it's insane that they've never really had.
They never got the guy.
And they've had success, and they've had good quarterbacks, and they've won with some guys.
Won the Super Bowl. They got to another Super Bowl, but they, you know, just haven't done it with the quarterback.
No. But, you know, he certainly has showed some promise.
Yeah, he's – look, you saw him at USC. You saw him at was Oklahoma before that.
Yeah.
He looked awfully good in college. And then there were also moments he didn't look so good, that he maybe tried to do too much. But he's got unquestioned talent. And the players he's got around him, though, that receiving core that they have in Chicago is awfully good. And one of them is a rookie in Roma Dunze. But by all accounts, he's going to be great. And he was a high first-round pick, top 10 pick in the draft this year. And he's already shown up in practice and in games and showing what he can do in preseason games, what he can do. I'd be bullish on the Bears' receiving career. I think that he's got a really good chance to succeed this year. Now, I don't think it's playoff worthy yet, but you know, next year I would expect that you'll make some improvements on the offseason, and they can be. But I don't want to think that's playoff-ready team just yet with a rookie quarterback. I think what C.J. Stroud did last year is by far the exception to the rule, and what he did was really unbelievable when he considered the players that he was working with at the time. Nobody thought Nico Collins was going to be this breakout wide receiver, and then here comes C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins, and they click right away. It's been impressive, and now they've just added to that machine over there in Houston. So I'm hoping that's not going to be the case here with the Bears.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
But I guess what I'm saying is I wouldn't be surprised if their offense is, by the end of the season, is really good.
Well,
but maybe it takes a while.
Given that now there are really no punch button wins in this division, given that you're playing Dallas, you're playing San Francisco, I mean, there are some tough games on this schedule. Look, somebody's not going to be as good as we think they are, and somebody's going to be better than we think they're going to be. But bottom line here is, this is a tough schedule, 11-7, winning the division, I'd take it. Back to the original
11-6,
question.
11-6,
sorry, yeah, I'd take it.
I think that what the Lions did in 2022,
yep,
can set up a template for what teams want to do. And that is, okay, you might struggle out of the gate, but it's all about how do you play at the end of the season. And the Lions were within a hair's breadth of making the playoffs. They finished incredibly strong, winning, what, 8 of their last 10 games, whatever it was?
Yep.
Beating Green Bay at Green Bay in the last game of the year when Green Bay had to win it. And the Lions, there was nothing in it for the Lions other than personal pride, and they showed up and they won it. It's about what can you – not how you start, it's how you finish. And I think that if I were the Bears, I'd be looking at that model as well. And say, look, let's just work on improving. The wins will come, and it's going to be a sell job from their head coach, Eberflus, to get them to buy into it. But I think the Lions had a pretty good template in place a couple years ago that set up what was going to happen last year when they went 12-5.
248-539-9797 from the Allen Park headquarters of the Detroit Lions. Lions practice 12:45 today. We'll give a running commentary when they get going. It's Carson Anderson. 97-1, the ticket.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.